We drew some gravel on it down there. That is old George Watson dead now, or is he still alive? Well, he was alive at that time, and you know, he wasn't only about half there along the last few years, and boy, he come out, he was gonna shoot us all, I guess, but he didn't.
Well, do you think that there was a storehouse at Jones's Dock?
I know there was there, yes. Because I think you can still see the old foundation there. Very bottom part of it.
And there was one for sure at Crown Point.
At Crown Point.
And Bert Palmer says he remembers this one down
well,
here.
Well, if Bert does, then I don't remember one down here, but I've heard my grandfather say that there was.
Did you ever ride on the sailboat ferry or on your
here?
Boat?
Here? Yeah. Yes, a good many times. Once or twice when I wished I wasn't on it.
Stormy, windy?
Yeah. Now, well, before you people came here, there was people by the name of Tom or Neddows that lived over on the Hartke place, McEwen place, and they had relatives in Ticonderoga. And, well, I don't know, they sort of took a liking to me. They didn't have any children, and I was over there about half the time. And I went to tie with them one day and cross. It was actually in the winter, but it hadn't frozen, the lake hadn't frozen over. My Lord, we got back here over to what's called Murdoch Place, this big square house over here. And all the wind was blowing a hurricane, and I don't know, we called over to my folks. My father came down and got old Lou Wilkinson out, and he went with him. Now, by the Judas, if that was an ocean voyage, I'd...
Up and down like this?
Yeah, I'll say so. I know I was only probably 5, 6 years old, 4 or 5, and we had a horse and buggy, and big lap robe. And they got me right down in under the lap robe. In between, all I could do was look up on the soil. I could see that top of that mast. I bet it was going 25 feet. And they said the old boom and would dip right in the water, right near every ways. Oh, yes, I've ridden on this ferry a good many times.
But why did they go when it was so stormy? Was it emergency?
Well, I don't know. I guess my folks wanted me home. And
oh, I see. You were over
there. We could have stayed over there. To,
hi.
We have.
How are you?
I forgot what it was. Okay. It was along the same lines that my father and mother and I were over there. And we stayed all night at Murdoch. Didn't come back till the next morning because of the wind, and it was dark anyway in the night. Of course, he didn't make a practice of going after dark, you know.
They usually stopped at dark.
Sure, they had to, because they had no running lights or any kind, and of course, there wasn't a navigation on the lake that there is now. I mean, these barges and things like that are pleasure boats that there is now.
Well, was Murdoch's the regulation place to stop? I read somewhere Hood's Point. Did you ever hear that in New York?
No, I never did, but I'll tell you, these points and things are... Now, Jones's Dock, according to the maps, the
geodetic or something?
Yeah, survey maps. Things like that. It's not Jones's Dock. What was it on that chart that Paul had? Yellow House Point or something like
that?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, now, that was the geodetic survey. That was the Coast Guard. See, he had all the charts, the Coast Guard charts laid on his boat.
My nephew has one of those because he had a cruiser.
Yeah,
I've seen his, but I have to study it some more to know the names.
Well, I went up and down on the chart, you know, and about half of them. They must make up the names as they go along. I don't know where they come. Of course, I'll admit that probably most of these names are, well, local.
Yeah. Just the people who here lived here used them. That's right.
That was always called Jones's Dock for the simple reason, according to my grandfather, there was people by the name of Jones that lived down there. And,
No, it doesn't say Jones here. It says Old Lighthouse, but that's near the school. Ferry, J.H.W., J.H. Witherell.
Well, that's the old Witherell Ferry, just this side. That's the road going down.
The Witherell Ferry is north of Jones's Dock?
No.
South?
South, between Jones's Dock and the Crown Point Ferry. But I don't ever remember that running myself.
Wallace Payne couldn't find much information about it in the town records either.
But there was a ferry there, and it landed over, well, just across the lake there, but Putz Creek.
Near, north of Putz,
yeah, north
or
of
Putz,
Putz
one or the other.
The road comes down there.
Well, there's lots of places mentioned.
Did this come out of one of those old,
I guess so. Dead. We got a print from New Haven when Tom Carey was on the school director. All the members were asked by
We that. Had one of these complete atlases of Adson County, but it's all gone down.
You mean the pieces are
it.
Torn? So you can't read it? Well, all...
You got the Adson County one? You sure you ain't got the Clinton, New York County? My grandfather, of course, was born in Clinton, New York.
Oh.
Up near Plattsburgh. And
well,
he had
atlas.
A
yeah.
atlas of Clinton County,
I
New York, which
one.
Didn't mean much to me.
No.
I sold the Clinton one.
Oh, you did? Who to?
To
Southeast
Middlebury.
But you were born over here in this house?
Yeah.
Parish.
Yeah.
Your mother. That's why I thought you'd know more about the Port Franklin Ferry than others,
well,
except
I've,
the Wilkinsons, too.
Yeah, I don't know Wilkinson's. I know plenty. About them, I spent most of the time down there. Mother used to meet me out the edge of the road and look me all over for bed bugs before I went back.
Oh, I see.
And still she, somebody brought them.
Sure. Well, was this Port Franklin used mostly for passengers, or was it used for commercial
mostly
cows?
Mostly for freight.
Mostly for freight, not so many much for passengers.
Actually, the story is, so probably you've heard it too, that Port Franklin was the port for Middlebury.
Because of the Market Road.
Yeah, the Market Road that goes up the old East Road here and comes in up by Rolly Woods. And, don't go over by Irene's, it goes right straight
by
across.
By Bronson's.
Yeah, by Bronson's.
That was in 1819, the Market Road passed. I got a copy of the bill.
Oh, yeah. Well, trouble was, I, of course, I never...
They